I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Thanks for connecting with your favorite podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. It's good morning from my time zone and God bless you in Jesus' name. We take a couple of readings from the Holy Bible this morning. First, Psalm 32 and verse 7 says, "You are my hiding place. You protect me from the trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Hallelujah. And Psalm 121 verse 7 through 8 says, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Amen. Child of God, every day there's a traffic of angels and demons, all on duty for specific purposes. The angels are of light and they are of God, carrying out instructions and order from above and conveying the answers to prayers for God's children and many more things they do. The demons, on the other hand, go out hunting, looking to kill, to steal, and of course to destroy. That's the mandate that they have. The children of men, in most cases, are unconscious of these various activities. Some even confess Psalm 91, verse 11, which says, "For he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways." Many confess this, but they don't even believe what they say. Many entertain angels, but don't even know. Hear this, child of God. For every one demon out there, there are at least two angels of God Almighty on duty for your sake. You may ask, how does this pastor know this? It is very simple, from the scriptures. Remember, one third of stars fell from heaven with Satan, Revelations 12 and verses 4. And Jesus confirmed this when he said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning," in Luke chapter 10 verses 18. So if one third fell, what are the two-third angels doing? In Psalm 91 verses 11, the Bible says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." The Bible did not say angel, but angels. This means at least two. When heaven speaks, the word prevails. Bible says, "Touch not my anointed." God in his word has established a divine injunction against darkness not to touch you as long as you dwell and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, which is your refuge. There's a heavenly court injunction, or may I call it order from above, against the host of darkness not to come near your dwelling. They are not to touch you. You will only hear of evil, but you will not see it in the name of Jesus. There are times the devil do all to bring down a child of God, but hear this, child of God, God defends and preserves his interest in you. Job saw the total weight of anger of darkness, but the mercy of God kept him going. There are times when the devil has legitimate grounds to deal with a person, but the mercy, compassion of God Almighty, a decree from above, will overrule, nullify, and revoke every legality of darkness. Hallelujah. Child of God, God steps in and the court of heaven annuls every contrary case that is penciled against you. Despite the grace that is available, we must not continue in sin and expect grace to abound. Child of God, the restraining order from God Almighty against the camp of darkness is only a privilege for born-again children of God. That is a privilege that the children of God enjoy. Not everyone benefits from this, except those who are God's children. Hear me, there are weapons of faith to fight against darkness, but bear in mind, mercy also has a more significant role to play in our lives on a daily basis. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verses 3, "But the Lord is faithful, will establish you and guide you against the evil one." Isaiah chapter 41 and verses 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Hallelujah. Now, child of God, stretch forth your hand as I pray with you. You will not be consumed in the name of Jesus. You will not see shame. The blood of Jesus will avail for you. Mercy will speak for you. Wherever darkness conspires against you, the light will shine and destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to consume you, let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Evil that is demanding for your blood, let the fire of the Holy Ghost waste them in the name of Jesus. Whoever has taken your name to altars of darkness to invoke demons against your life, against your marriage, against your children, against your career, let their evil bury them alive in the name of Jesus. I decree the hand of Jehovah God will be stretched upon you for signs and wonders today. You will have a reason to say, God, I thank you. Every step of the way, angels of the Almighty God will be on duty for you. Wherever that you have been going and things are not working, I decree that as you step out today to go there, things will work for your good in the name of Jesus. Doors that were previously shut against you will open up for your sake in Jesus' name. I pray for those celebrating birthdays and wedding anniversaries today. Happy birthday and congratulations. The favor of God and His oil of excellence rest upon you in Jesus' name. Child of God, please feel free to copy this message and send out to as many as possible. Someone somewhere may need this word today. I especially appreciate those who share the messages on daily basis. The covenant of God that keeps this podcast going on daily basis, that covenant will work for you and give you good answers to your prayer in Jesus' name. God bless those who support the daily podcast in their kind way. All glory to God for the visitations that we keep hearing. Thank you for your kind support financially to help foot the bills for the podcast production and keeping them online. Thank you so much in the name of Jesus. Child of God, remember, this podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted, but we sincerely value your feedback. Have a great day. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.